friends and my loved ones go before in heaven. Stay right inside the gate. Welcome me. Praise God, my troubles and cares will then be o'er in glory. Sublime with them I'll live for all eternity.
Sky.
his sprites and slack. I cried now, sing and pray and shout.
Surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountain's too high and the valley's too wide. Down on my knees I learned to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I thought I had done a lot on my own. I thought I could make it all alone. I thought of myself as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountain's too high and the valley's too wide. Down on my knees I learned to stay. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
Tag it.
Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
Thank you.
The chimes of time ring out the news. Another someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I bring hope. He'll do for you. With what my God can do. Do my God can do.
It's always good to be able to sing these old songs. We call them old, but they were old when we were kids. And some of you, they're kids. They were old whenever before you was born, all right? It's the songs that we learned when we were younger, and they kind of stuck with us throughout these years. What a blessing it is. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 20. Glad to see everybody. Don't forget revival meeting tomorrow night, running through Wednesday night. And pray for Brother William. Pray one for another. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 20. I want to begin reading verses 20. Matthew 20, verses number 20. Of course, we're in the middle of Jesus speaking, all right? And so now we're going to come up with a little different thought, what's going on. Verse 20. Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshiping him and desiring a certain thing of him. And he said unto her, what wilt thou? She saith unto him, grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on thy right hand and the other on thy left in thy kingdom. But Jesus answered and said, ye know not what you ask. Are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of? And to be baptized with a baptism I am baptized with. They say unto him, notice it wasn't she said. They say unto him, we are able. He saith unto them, not her, unto them, ye shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. May we pray. Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for the privilege of being here, God, tonight. I pray, God, you help us and move upon us as you see fit, and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, tonight we can look at this and we can say, wow, what a request. What a request. You know, when you're in the middle of a revival meeting, you might hear something like this. Now you don't judge just right quick. Because when you are up on cloud nine, when you're up on that mountaintop, man, it seems like you could jump off Empire State Building and not get hurt. Because sometimes when you think, man, I have really hit the high part of my Christian life, you might ask something, Lord, man, I can sit, just let me sit right here. Right here would be a good spot for me. Now, as you begin to think about it, that might change your tune. Because sometimes we feel like we are really, really in the right spot with God. Now, many of us, and if you've looked at these scriptures over the years, you might have looked at that and say, boy, this was a mother's request. And old mother nature was getting involved in here and say, look here, here's my boys, look at them. If you look at them through the eyes that I look at them, they can sit on the right hand and on the left. They're good boys. They're good boys. Mamas are very, very, Ooh, mamas are very prejudiced. I don't know what's wrong with mamas. Daddies are not that way. Get them boys out of here. That's what daddies would say. But mamas would say, Lord, let one of them sit right over that side, one on this side. But let's get to the scripture part. Whenever this request was made, it would be very easy to lift us up, to lift us up. It's very easy to want to be higher. It's very easy to say, boy, you remember the time that a fella come in and went to that worthy seat, that worthy seat. And whenever they walked in and sat in that worthy seat, if somebody more worthier than he come in, they would say, well, you need to move back and let this person sit there. It's a whole lot better to sit in that back seat and say, hey, you need to move up, you know, that type thing. Some of us sometimes get our minds really ahead of God. We really sometimes think, well, now God, I've done pretty good here lately, and by me doing pretty good here lately, maybe I ought to move up. Maybe I ought to sit up at a higher seat. I don't know the pecking orders, we call it, of the disciples. Now, I could put a few names in there and say, well, they're up there at the top. But I don't know the pecking order. I don't know, well, let me see. I'll put you to do this task because you're able. I'll let this one do this task because maybe they're just a little bit, but not quite at the top. So in other words, I could get them all. And oh, by the way, I'd put Judas down there at the bottom because that rascal he can't even count money right. But you see, we might have a pecking order. If you were one of the disciples, you say, oh, I'm better than that right there. Oh, I stick closer. John would say, well, I love Jesus more than all of you, and I want to be right there on his bosom. I want to be real close. Friend, God doesn't look at us that way. God doesn't look at us maybe like we look at him. Maybe we look at him differently. Maybe we look at him sometimes just like Mama did here. Mama had a look. But let me ask you this. God doesn't need you. Now listen. God doesn't need you for his presence to be with you. Now listen to that very carefully. God doesn't need you for his presence to be with you. What did Jesus ask? He has two little simple things. Are you able to drink of the same cup that I drink out of? Now, you know what he's talking about. Are you able to be baptized with the same baptism that I'm baptized with? Now, friend, that's just like asking that rich young ruler that time, have you done all the commandments? And the Lord listed a few. Now, the Lord knew exactly what he was doing when he said what he said to that rich young ruler. Man, that rascal said, yep, I've done him from my youth up. I've done got this all figured out and everything's fine. But here's what. When Jesus hit right square between the eyes and hit him up with what he knew was the thing that he loved most, it made that man run away because he had great possessions. Now, listen. This situation, are you able? Is God's presence? God's presence, if it's in our life, if you've been born again, it's there. If God's presence is in our life, it doesn't necessarily mean that we have to be shown. It doesn't necessarily mean that he has to hold our hand. Now listen, he's never going to forsake you. He'll go with you always to the end of the world. He's never going to run from you. You may run from him, but he's never going to run from you. But God's presence in the right order, okay, in the right way, what it will mean, you don't have to feel that presence. I want you to take this watch and throw it away for me, Mama. That rascal is going off again. And I done had that thing figured out. But it's worrying the stew out of me, all right? It must mean I'm too loud. I may be too loud, but listen, God's presence is so real. But how can you make it unreal? Well, you can't make God's presence unreal. You can't make God's presence go away. You can't make God's presence go to another person. God intended for his presence to be with us, everyone, especially all those that are born again. Now listen, God's presence is even with lost people. Lost people, lost people. Friend, when God speaks, lost people can hear that. God is able through His Holy Spirit to go to each and every individual's heart. God did not discourage. God said, it's prepared of my Father. Now let's talk about His presence. Now what does His true presence mean in my life? Do I feel like I'm important? Do I feel like it? Now listen, I'm only going to be here a few short years. Do I feel like God has to clear things through me to make things? In other words, is a church going to operate if I do my job right? Is a church going to prosper if I do? Friend, some of these big churches around here think their preacher, man, he's the real deal. Hey, friend, as long as we got this preacher, we're going to go and we're going to grow and we're going to get bigger and bigger. Friend, if you asked us, say, hey, let's get Brother Joel Osteen's church and let's put a different preacher in there. Oh, that church will go down because we got the best preacher in the world. If we start putting our emphasis on a man, if we put our emphasis on a preacher, if we put our emphasis on anybody else other than God and His presence, we're going to fail. We will fail every time. Friend, and this is the way we need to think, not the way Mama thought. Mama thought, let's put my boys right here in these spots. God don't think that way. No, sir. God don't think that way. In fact, Jesus did not answer her question. He only answered, are you able to drink of that cup and are you able to be baptized? In other words, are you believing just like I believe? Are you seeing it just like I see it? If you're seeing it and you believe it, friend of mine, when you go to the house of God, you're going to let God lead the church. God needs to lead this church just like every church in America right now. If we let God lead the church, we will stay out of it and let Him direct. Friend of mine, there's no such thing as a church service without the presence of God. Oh, you can have your fun times. Oh, you can have your shows. Oh, you can have all the kind of thing you want to have, but you'll never have God's presence there, and you're not that important. I am not that important. Friend, we have a spot. God doesn't need me for His promises to be true. Now, you remember He just mentioned of that cup. And I'm going to stick with the Baptist stuff just for a moment. I really believe there's two things that Baptist folks like to observe. We like to observe communion. And we like to know that baptism in the order, because those are the things I feel like are really important that God emphasized. And I really think that those two important things that He instructed, He led, and for us to be His people, we need to kind of follow some things. It's not a secret to it. It's not, oh, I can't let you see it. I can't let you hold it. I can't let you behold it. I can't let you participate. I want you to know God put it out there for everybody to see. Watch this. And He put it out there for everybody to see. But how many people have interpreted those things wrong? Wrong. I'm talking about, we've got folks that practice it this way. We got folks that practice it this way. They'll get baptized that way. They'll take the Lord's Supper that way. They get this thing all messed up, all turned around. And us Baptist folks think we're the only one that's got it right. But I got news for you. It has to be God's way and not the Baptist way. You see the difference? We like to think, oh, we're right. Oh, we're right. We study our Bible. We know our Bible from cover to cover. We got it figured out what's going to happen tomorrow. Friend of mine, I got news for you. If God changes His mind like He did on many occasions in the Bible, friend, He would take and change His mind, and God can do that. Friend of mine, we say He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, but God can change His mind, and He can let circumstances change in your life. You best ought to follow His promise. His promise. Now, I can talk to you about Abraham. Oh, I can talk about that promise. Oh, I can talk about Moses getting them commandments. Oh, I can say, oh, that. Then them rock
commandments, them kind that was written by his own hand before he decided to break them. Man, if he'd held on to them rascals, if he'd held on to that, we could have that day. See, you said this, and you came back up on this. See, God's promises are real if we never see them. God's promises are real if we never read them. God's promises are real. Friend of mine, if I never get saved, they're still real. You see, friend, when this world's going to pass away, God's promises will still stand. 100 billion years from now, add more to it. Friend, God's promises are still going to be just as real if He set them today. And I cannot make a difference in my life what I believe about God's promises. You see that? We just trust Him at His word. We believe God at what He says. We take this, and friend, whenever somebody says, well, you're supposed to defend the church. You're supposed to defend that Bible. Oh, you're supposed to do, friend of mine, I got news for you. This is God's church and God's Bible. If there's any defending done, let God do the defending, all right? Me, just let me do what God wants me to do, and I don't want to be in the middle of none of that. Let you and God handle all that. Watch this. I want you to look at the third thing. I want you to see, she asked, but listen, you know, I'm saying this, and I want you to just listen to it. I may not get to sit right there on that right hand. In fact, you may not get to sit there on that right hand. You may not get that left hand seat. Whenever I say may, it's very, very highly doubtful I'm going to be in eyesight way down yonder. In other words, whenever they count numbers, I don't know how many numbers there's going to be, but man, mine ain't going to be number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or anything that I can really count easy. I'm hoping my sheet of paper is that big and I can figure out by all them numbers how far down the road I am. It's all right. It don't bother me. If I'm really interested in the sitting on the right hand or the left hand, if I'm really interested, I won't be looking to see what number I am. I won't even be thinking about a number. My works, listen to what I said, my works won't be a reflection. If I do that, I'll move up a seat. Friend of mine, the promises of God are real without me. His presence is even real without me. But I want you to know this. One thing about God, when He does the placing, when He does the placing, when He puts me in the seat that He wants me, when He, listen, the Bible says, I go to prepare a place for you. He has got me in His mind. All however many millions of folks that it will be in heaven, God has me in His mind better than any computer they make today. And God doesn't go around and say, well, He moved up 3 seats closer today. God doesn't do that. God doesn't... In my old country boy English, God really hadn't even probably thought about that right now where we're going to see it. You know what I need to be thinking about? I need to be thinking about, friend, just this mama had to say this, but listen, I need to be thinking about I get to go there. A person that's living in this time frame, this sinful age, this period of time where folks really don't care if they're in church or out of church. They don't care if they're saved or lost. They just want to do their own thing. I want to, in this time frame right here, when it seems like there's more folks out of church than in church, it seems like all the things there's wrong in this world, this is a time frame God put me and you.
And in that time frame, I'm just glad I get to go. I just get to go. I didn't pay for nothing. I didn't work for nothing. Friend of mine, it was all free. It was all given. It was simple. God even talked to me before I talked to him. Friend, have you ever seen a God that really, I don't have to be there for it to work. I don't have to believe in promises for it still to work. But friend of mine, the greatest mistake in the world, if mama said, well, my boys ain't saved, but can you put them in heaven? She didn't say that, did she? And when they said, we, they actually, in my terminology, were believers just like any of the others. And they got directed a little different way. I don't know if mama said it. I don't know if they believed everything that mama was saying. But mama was only wishing the best for her children. This was no malice. This was no sin on her part of saying, look, you need to put my boys there because they're good boys. She was doing like any other person would very easily do. How many times have you said, boy, that man right there, he's a good man. Or that lady right there, she's a good woman. She's a good Christian woman. And when people say that about, we'll put folks on the pedestal, don't we? And in church, we like to say, oh, they're a blessing. And friend, we can say all we want, but God knows all about you. And God knows that he could get by without you. Oh, yeah, I've told you many times. If I drop dead tomorrow, you'll have another preacher here next Sunday and be happy. Oh, yeah, we got us a good one now. You know what I'm talking about. What happens is we need God more than he needs us. I'm just glad I get to go. Let me end it this way. He asked two things. We can do those two things. We got that communion. We got that baptism. We got other things. We actually listen to you and follow you. Remember, now, we didn't say that, but listen. She went to where he was and began to talk to him. We hear you. We believe you. Whatever you say, Lord, we're going to believe it. Now listen. Not many folks can claim that, can they? But she was willing. I wonder what she thought. Now the Bible's not going to tell us. I wonder what she thought when he said, oh, I can't answer that. That's God's. She had it all in her mind that if she sweet talked the Lord, he would grant her request. How many miracles did he perform? Good Lord, have mercy. We can't go through there and list all the good things God did. This woman didn't come and say, I need healing. I need this. I need that. I got all these kind of troubles. I got all these kind of misery. I got all these heartaches. She just comes and said, Lord, I just got this little thing. It's just small. It ain't much. Now, when somebody comes to me and says, oh, I just that little thing. Boy, a flag goes up real quick. Whoa, watch out. Something's going to fix and happen. And the Lord says, this is God's business. I bet she turned around and scratched her head. My plan didn't work. What am I going to do now? Or did she turn around and go like this? Everything I've ever trusted God with, he has never failed me. Everything. See, I've trusted God for these two boys that I've so badly requested. But God's blessed me with these two boys. And these two boys, I believe, were believers in their conversation.
God's blessed them that they get to go. And Jesus has told me out of his own mouth, this is God's business. I just need to trust him. You know, sometimes if you just believe God that way, you can go away happy even in bad situations. When things look like, oh, it ain't what I wanted. Oh, I wanted this to happen, but it just didn't happen that way. Friend, ain't you glad God's in charge instead of man? Our church world's in a mess, but God didn't get it there. Man put it there. And the only way our church world's ever going to change is us to give it back to God. If we give it back to him, the gates of hell shall not prevail against his church. I'm glad I go to God's church. I know I get kidded, and I get kidded by that corner back yonder a lot. But I get kidded. But the truth of it is, I still don't want my name on that church sign out yonder. I don't. I'm glad it's God's church. Ain't you glad your name ain't out there on that post? Because how many times do we all fail and come short? How many times do we bring sin and reproach? How many times are we such a failure to God, we don't even lift our eyes up toward heaven because we're such a mess? And ain't you glad God loves us by God's grace? And ain't you glad that God says, oh, one day I'll get to call you and you'll hear my voice and we get to go up? I'm glad to know that I've been saved. I'm glad to know my name's recorded. And I'm glad to know one day I'll get to go. May not be today, but if it is, it'll be all right with me. Ain't you glad to know that seat is one day it's going to be prepared for the right person to sit in it? I don't care if it's me. I'm just glad I get to go. Let's have a song of invitation, brother. I don't know your heart, you lie. I'm glad I know the Lord, though. I'm glad he is my Savior. And I'm glad beyond a shadow of a doubt tonight. There's not a thing in this world that I'd rather see better than for his voice to call and to call me home. You know what? One day he's going to call us all home. We best be ready. We best be ready, because we don't know when that call is going to happen. May we stand and sing a verse of this song, Brother Gordon.